We're joined now by Jennifer Congdon of Beyond Plastics. She's also the former Assistant Secretary for Environment for New York State. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thanks so much for having me, Alexis.
So I've invited you here today to talk about the New York State plastic bag ban, which takes effect on October 19th. That's a Monday. But the ban was supposed to take effect way back in March. Why is it just starting to be enforced now?
That's such a great question, Alexis. So the ban was supposed to take effect in March, but because of an industry-led court case, the ban was tied up for many months. And essentially, the plastic bag industry, the plastics industry, has been trying to use COVID as a reason to push disposable products, claiming that that reusables aren't as safe as things that you can throw away. And it's actually been proven that that's not true. Also tied up in that court case was one particular part of the regulation that DEC, the Department of Environmental Conservation, had included in their regulations, which allowed for a thicker plastic bag to be given out at checkout counters. And that was something that we opposed from the beginning, and they included it anyway. And Beyond Plastics, where I work now, we submitted an amicus brief in conjunction with our friends at Earth Justice. And in August, the court ruled, they sided with our position. They said that DEC, the state, had to continue with the ban, that it was law and needed to be implemented. And they struck down that specific provision in the regulations. And so the ban goes into effect on Monday, October 19th. And it does not include the exemption for the thicker plastic bags of 10 mils.
Now, it seems counterintuitive for a law that intends to reduce plastic to have a loophole for bags with more plastic. You know, what was the justification for allowing thicker bags?
I guess there's, if I'll be as generous as I can be, I guess it would be the idea that perhaps they are reusable. But it's sort of laughable when you see an example of one of these bags, which we have around. We have a few that we show as an example. They're nothing that you would reuse. They're the kind of bags that are sort of, I call them useless once you get them home. Like sometimes with the thinner plastic bags, you might line a garbage pail or, you know, use it to pick up the dog waste. But these are like, you're never going to use these bags again. And so that was our push, Alexis. We said, this is just essentially allowing more plastic, thicker plastic to be used. And the whole purpose is to curb plastic pollution. And so it's absolutely counterproductive.
So currently there's no federal plastic pollution or single-use plastic ban. A few other states or municipalities have included or have started a plastic bag ban. Jennifer, can you put into perspective for us the problem of plastic pollution and what role bags play in it?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think it's been proven at this point that plastic pollution is a growing global crisis. There is 11 million metric tons of plastic pollution entering our ocean every year, and that is projected to triple by 2040. And that a lot of that is microplastics. So plastics don't break down in the environment. People, you'll hear people say things like, oh, that bag will take 200 years or, 2000 years to break down. Plastic never really breaks down in the environment. It breaks up into smaller and smaller and smaller pieces. And these small, teeny tiny pieces are just as much of a problem, if not more, than the bigger pieces, the macroplastics. So this is like a macro versus micro plastics. So you see the images from the news of sea life maybe consuming the, you know, the plastic bags or the bottle caps and dying from that. And that is a very serious problem. What scientists are uncovering now is that tiny bits of plastic are also entering the smallest creatures in the ocean. And us, we're eating a credit card worth of plastic every week, and we don't know what the effects of that are. In terms of the ocean impacts, there's concern that microplastics are going to interfere with the carbon sink that is the ocean. So it could just exacerbate the climate change problem. And plastic production itself is a huge driver of climate emissions. And so the fossil fuel industry is really, you know, as regulations and laws are popping up to curb oil and gas use in the transportation sector and housing sector, they're looking to plastics as their next big boom. And they want to continue to drill and to pump their product into something. And plastic is what they've settled on.
So, you know, not a great picture of the problem, but you got to start somewhere, right? With plastic bags, you know, plastic is just in everything these days. And one might look at the problem and say, well, what good is banning plastic bags going to do? So why start with the bags?
So that's a great question. So first of all, there is an impact, right? So every plastic product, single-use plastics are like the biggest driver of this problem. And so any product that you can ban in any municipality does have an impact, even if it's small. But another thing it helps to do is raise people's awareness about what is happening. And I know that I've been doing environmental work for 20 years, and starting this organization with Judith Enck, our founder and president, has been, all the research that I've had to do has been really eye-opening for me. You're right, we are using it everywhere. It's just pervasive. But what we also like to point out is that to fix this problem, everyone can make good choices, and that's, or actually not everyone can make anti-plastic choice. It's actually, sometimes it can be expensive, but you know, people can do their best and make their way through, but it's not going to solve the problem. We need systemic change to solve this problem. And we are eventually going to have to work on a national solution and a global solution to the problem. And there is some good work happening, but we need to build that movement to get there.
So turning it back to the plastic bag ban in New York State taking effect on October 19th, can you tell us what products are included in the ban?
So the thing that most people, that's going to affect most people, that they need to know is when you are checking out from any retail store, you need to have your own bags or be prepared to carry your groceries out you could take a paper bag, but I think, you know, just bring your reusables. It's really going to be, that's going to be the best switch. Some counties like Albany County, Rensselaer, I think the city of Troy has enacted, or maybe it's the Rensselaer County has enacted a 5-cent fee on paper bags. So in some counties you will get charged for paper bag use, but there will not be, should not be plastic anymore. And if people visit our website, if you see plastic bags being used, we would love for people to report it to the DEC. People can visit our website too, and we'll point people to the right direction, because we do need to make sure that this is getting, that it's getting implemented statewide.
So there's this ban is based, the people who wrote the bill based it on the plastic trifecta: plastic bags, polystyrene foam, and plastic straws. Now, is the polystyrene and the plastic straws also included in this ban?
It's not. So the New York State bill was not actually based on the trifecta. The new New Jersey has a bill that just passed that is based on the trifecta. And Vermont has a very strong law that was based on the trifecta. So the New York State bill has happened, or the pieces of it, two pieces of the trifecta have happened, styrofoam and the plastic bags. But styrofoam doesn't go into effect this year. That's down the road. So what people really need to know right now is about the plastic bag ban. And that's going into effect now. And it doesn't affect straws. Now, Albany County has enacted a bill that bans straws, stirrers, utensils, puts a 5-cent fee on paper bags, and they've already done styrofoam as well. So the styrofoam is in effect in Albany. The other bill that bans straws, stirrers, and utensils goes into effect next year.
And just real quick, Jennifer, for those who bring their plastic bags back to the store to be recycled, what happens to those bags when you drop them off in the bin?
Oh, this is such a hard one. So some of them get recycled. There's some products out there that are being made, but most of it is not recycled. And that's because a lot of it comes unusable, unrecyclable. So, you know, people sometimes, you see those film recycling bins, and people may put stuff that has food waste on it. Even if there's like a paper label on it, it's not recyclable. So it's actually very few pieces of plastic that are recyclable through there. And, you know, sometimes people just throw garbage in those bins and then the whole bin is contaminated. So, you know, you can wish cycle, right? You can put it in there and hope for the best. But it's most likely not going to be turned into some new product. It's most likely going to the garbage. So, you know, I think wish cycling is something I did for many, many, many years, and starting this work and learning more about what's really going on in the recycling world has been the shocking eye opener for me. And has really forced me to come to terms, or to like face my demon of plastic use, thinking that it was okay because it was going in the recycling bin.
Jennifer, for those that want to learn more about plastic pollution and ways that they can help reduce plastic pollution, can you give them some information on where to go?
Yeah, well, our website is a great place, www.beyondplastics.org, and that's plastics with an S. Go to the website. There's a ton of information there about plastic pollution, its effects, tips for your own life, and also ways to get involved in the systemic changes that we need to have happen.
Well, thank you so much. This has been Jennifer Congdon, the former Assistant Secretary for the Environment for New York State. She now works at beyondplastics.org. And again, the New York State plastic bag ban will be enacted on Monday, October 19th. If you see retailers passing out plastic bags on or after Monday, October 19th, you can call the DEC hotline. It's 518-402-8706. Again, 518-402-8706. That's the hotline to report plastic bags at retailers. And they also have an email. It's plasticbags@dec.ny.gov. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine today.
You're welcome, Alexis. It was a pleasure. Thank you.